Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Trying to play soothing music today. Everybody gets excited on Election Day. I'm not sure why. Joining me is somebody who's already at a hospital Bob Nielsen. So, Nielsen, explain to everybody what you're doing. Are you checking in? What? Are you working?
No. We're doing one of our classes in Bethesda today. So at 11:30, I got to be over in the restaurant. But we'll have about 25 vets out of Wolverine and their caregivers, and we do one of our classes, last an hour and a half. And we have entrepreneurs come in and talk to them, and we give them a free lunch. And I stopped by Walter Reed this morning, and it was interesting because I was talking to a vet I haven't seen in about 5 years, an amputee, and he was telling me about the diving business he just started in Hawaii. So, you know, it really works. You put an idea in their head and give it a little chance to get fertilized and grow, and bingo, one of these days they go out and start a business. And it's a hell of a lot better than some of the other alternatives.
You know, finding jobs isn't easy. Especially, you know, talk about a place like Hawaii. You know, you go look for a job in Hawaii, they advertise it, and they'll get applications from all over the world.
Right? Absolutely.
So if you're from there looking for a job, you better know somebody. So you're already on cloud nine. We don't need to talk about anything else, right?
Exactly. But this guy, I love it when you see one wounded vet teaming up with another wounded vet, and they're invested in the business and they're going to run with it. I had another one who was talking to me yesterday who, a woman who works here, is about to start a business making the socks for you put on the stump for the prosthetic device.
Yes.
They're going to make them out of colors and patterns. How great is that? So, you know, you can get your logo on it, you get anything you want. So
the I saw something you posted, and it has to do with fundraising and Facebook matching, so that's why I wanted to have you on. So explain all of this to me.
Well, I'm an amateur dealing with this, but about 2 months ago, one of the wounded vets that helps me with 100 entrepreneurs suggested we put a donate box on our Facebook site. We have a Facebook group for 100 entrepreneurs and a Facebook project for 100 entrepreneurs. We put a donate site, and lo and behold, it started working, and people have been donating small amounts, but everything helps. And interestingly enough, today, Facebook has announced that they will match whatever is donated today. So if you got a chance, a couple of moments, and you've got $10 in your pocket you want to donate, just click on the box and donate it, and we appreciate any support we can get.
All right. So all I have to do is I go to Facebook, in the search box, type in 100.
Go to 100 entrepreneurs, either right. The group or the project.
Okay, so you, and it's the number 100 entrepreneurs.
Yes.
So if you right. Do a search on that, you'll see it. It'll pop up.
Right.
And so I'm doing this right now. So you're gonna literally walk the dogs. Okay, so so I click on the group or the page, either one.
Either one. The group is a kind of a closed group. We got about 500 pets on there, and the page is an open one, which is open to anybody. But they're virtually the same.
Okay, so I click on the
right in the upper right hand corner should be a donate box.
All right.
And you click on that, and then just put your total savings account right in there, and we're in business.
Okay, and then. And then but it's only for today, Facebook matches.
Right. Only today.
Only today. All right. I understand now. What about,
on your Facebook page?
I don't.
Well, get it on there. Jesus, what are you doing?
Don't yell at me. It's too early in the morning. Okay, I don't feel like getting in trouble. I'm trying to. This is supposed to be a calming program today for everybody because of
it
the
will be
because of the anxiety people feel.
You need to serve vodka with breakfast. If,
there you go. That would be no. That might be people that like what. Alcohol like reduces inhibitions. It might get a little bit more lively than
exactly.
We would all care. All right.
The one message we got to get out is everybody's got to vote today.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know, again,
No question.
I said yesterday, you know, Election Day is really Memorial Day in disguise. That's an expensive right that we've had men and women defend throughout our history, and their ambition was not to be in a national cemetery. In an aluminum coffin or coffin with a piece of marble sticking out of their forehead at the age of 18, 19,
yep.
20, or 21. And so I think that the message is today is you have a duty as an American citizen because, look, there's people walking 1,600 miles from Central America for the idea of what it is to live in America, right? Content to traverse that. And, you know, we see that all the time. We who live here, I think sometimes very much take it for granted, especially when you see the voting.
You took the words out of my mouth. We take it for granted. And you've seen people vote in other countries, and you know what it means.
Oh, shit. You know, when you would see those Iraqi women with that
purple finger holding it up,
and you know, you would just cringe and say, you know what?
And a smile on their face.
Right, but there's a 50-50 chance she's going to get a bullet in her head.
Exactly right.
But they're defiant, I'm going to vote. I've never had this right in my life. I'm going to go vote. And you watch it, and, you know, literally, it takes your breath away when you see it. So that's why I say, you know.
And the other great thing, Mac, in this election, we're seeing tons of veterans running for office. And I can't put enough emphasis on that. Male, female, I don't care what party you're in. Run for office, get involved in the government, and do something. In my opinion, it ought to be mandatory. Anybody running for public office in the United States, state and federal level, has to have served in the service.
Interesting.
Vote for the veterans.
Interesting. I think that... Interesting. You know what? There's in the book Starship Troopers. That was one of the requirements for citizenship is you had to serve in order for you to own land. It's a piece of science fiction, but it had to do, I think, of kind of different things that happened in the country that put a premium on service, and you could only own land and you could only vote if you had served. And again, I always say to me, why we don't enact national service is beyond me. It makes everybody better because, you know, we all come with the biases that we were raised with. And then you get thrown into a squad bay with 100 other people and you look around and there's people from the South, there's people from the inner city, there's every race on the planet, and you're all in there together, and all those stereotypes get blasted away. And it's a great,
yep.
it's honestly, I mean, you talk about people that worked in the Civilian Conservation Corps, and you hear their stories of,
yep.
you know, we were a much more racially divided nation then, and then what they learned and whatnot, so... So I
agree more.
I do believe service ought to be a requirement. And again, the volunteer police department, being a medic in your town, volunteer police, whatever the nation needs, I think that there ought to be opportunities like that to go and work because it just makes you such a better person. And I think the nation needs that. We need better people.
And Mac, when you've been out there serving for the country and you go over to these third world countries and you see the state of conditions over there and you realize how goddamn lucky we are to be born in the U.S. And we all take it for granted over
right.
here. But you know, I told you stories about being in Vietnam in the 60s and they didn't even know what century we were in.
Right.
And you go there and see that and, you know, these people coming up from South America, they're coming up to go to a place where they have some freedom. Right. And they've never had freedom. Right. You know, it's unbelievable.
Right.
Now, it's so important everybody exercise that right.
Yeah, again, and I'm not, you know, I'm not like joking or anything when I say it's Memorial Day. I honestly believe that is that, you know, we observe Memorial Day late in May, early June. But when it really is Memorial Day, when you really honor that sacrifice is when you go vote. And and I can remember vividly putting flags in a cemetery in North Dakota. And one of my sons came to me and said, "Hey, Dad, he was only 16, right? How did that happen? He was probably a big kid, and he took his brother's birth certificate and joined." And and John and Patrick looked at me and said, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, it happened all the time in World War II."
And there's row after row after row of them.
Right. And you know, it's that's always been. And again, kids are so much smarter than we think. But I will tell you this. If you raise them not to be respectful, and again, I think what we're doing in our culture is we're raising them to be sensitive but not respectful. So when something happens, everybody's concerned about how did that make you feel? How did that make you feel?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Feel bad today.
Right. Does that translate into showing respect for somebody else? No. I mean, it's you know, there's probably more disrespect in our culture now, and I don't care if you want to talk athletically, I don't care if you want to talk politically, I don't care if you want to talk in the arts, right? I mean, disrespect sells. And
I was just talking to a therapist here, Walter Reed, and she says to me, you know, I can't even turn on the news in the morning.
Oh no,
because the political ads are so negative and so bad. Puts me in a foul mood for the rest of the day. And it is so true. You cannot even turn on a goddamn radio and listen to this stuff.
No, it's disgusting. And but
people throwing rocks at each other and they don't even know what they're talking about.
Or you don't need to because the truth doesn't matter. And that is the thing that ought to scare the shit out of everybody. When the truth doesn't matter, and all you got to do is throw it out there, and you know, by the time, I mean, you know, what's interesting to me, and I don't want to, and this is not to be political at all, right? But if you looked at the Kavanaugh,
don't go get into politics. I'll hang up.
Well, no, I mean,
I'm kidding.
It's disturbing that two of the people that accused Brett Kavanaugh are now being referred to the Department of Justice, and they've said that neither. Neither one of the things they accused him of happened. And it's just like, are we there that in order to derail somebody that people will completely fabricate stuff without?
One of the things we try to warn any of the dicks that are going to run for political office, make absolutely certain that you're selling your soul to the devil because they'll be digging into your dirty laundry back when you were in high school. And they will do it and nobody cares. And it goes with being in the game.
I ran for mayor of a city of 70,000 people. The night before the election, they published the Sunday before the election. So it was a Sunday paper. Election day's on Tuesday. And they were not sure. The polls were too close. The chamber was against me. The cops and fire guys were against me because I wouldn't roll over on their demand to.
On their pension.
On their pension, yeah. And so, right. And so, but I was a popular guy in the city. And so this article comes out quoting the head of the city council. Saying that I'm Mac's a bully. He doesn't appear that way. And I was never contacted about the article. And so the writer, the quote unquote reporter, writes a story about me. And I'm being accused as being like, yeah, we don't know how he'll act, blah, 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 blah. He's a bully. You know that his time in the Marine Corps, we think, affected some of his leadership styles. Right. And he never calls me. So that means he's in on it. That's what he wants to write. He doesn't want. And so Bob, you're so right. I absolutely positively did not care for the experience.
No, but you. kids don't know that when they start running. You know, they got all these visions of grandeur. I'm going to do it and change the world, but there's a price you pay.
Well, and again,
nothing's sacred. You
whoa.
Know?
And what I still thought though the truth would matter. Yeah. I know. I'm a rube.
That only works in Saudi Arabia.
Exactly. I thought the truth mattered. And so and look, this is a town of 70,000 people.
Sure.
Yeah.
That surprised me as well.
Right.
Hey, also I wanted to talk about your post-traumatic winning and you're taking your show on the road and get ready to go to the university. That is so damn important. And you got to highlight what you're talking about on your website. I know you've already got a start on it, so everybody can see that, because I think you're on to something really big with that.
You know,
anybody that's been through trauma, man, they need to listen to what you're talking about.
And again, it's none of its original thought. Some of the linking is original, and I will say that sadly, my life experience, to include what happened to my sister and her kids, has always colored the way I've looked at trauma. And what excites me the most is we as veterans have something to give our communities. We as veterans can be exporters of easing pain, of how to live with it, right? How to live the life you want to live with after trauma darkens your doorstep. How to take, I mean, guys, you know, we've had them on this program, you know, that talk about living a greater life. And you can't see it when it first happens to you. That's why we as veterans can play incredible roles in people's lives. We have more to give than simply the 4 years or the 8 years or the 10 years or 30 years you're in the military. Right.
And the people you're getting on to talk about, like your sister, Gold Star moms and stuff like that, is so important, because when they open up on your radio program, you can feel the emotion coming out. And there's a hell of a message there. And it's talking about it.
Well, again,
it's not doing the drugs.
Right, right. And it's all those, in my opinion, the basics in this kind of blue-collar mental health thing that we discuss. And I'm excited about I'll be at the University of Minnesota Mankato on this Thursday night. So if you're anywhere in the region, come on up. I'd love to meet you and have a conversation about living with trauma, about living the life you want to live with trauma. And I love that, you know, again, based on all these discussions over the course of 2.5 years of doing All Marine Radio, and talking about it on a consistent basis,
you're going to be in Camp Lejeune pretty soon, in the next month or so, right?
But yeah, we're still working out the details of that. Hopefully, at the end of this month. But anytime you deal with the federal government and contracting and things like that,
oh, the bureaucrats are driving you crazy. They'll want to see your 180 PowerPoint presentation word by word.
Oh, how do you know this stuff? How do you know?
I've been through it 1,000 times.
Oh my God! Yeah.
When I went up to the Pentagon to talk about the program that we do, I didn't even bring a PowerPoint.
How did they let you in the door?
It was well received.
Well,
it was the spouses of the heads of the various branches of the service.
Interesting.
Leave the PowerPoint in the trunk of the car. but I know you will. So.
Well, yeah, but that's exactly what's going on now. Is that, you know, the people that look, I get why, you know,
there's probably some major looking at your presentation.
Retired major, right? Oh man, so. No. Let me just tell you, it's just really exciting, because all these different things that the mosaic that people like Jack Riley have helped me, you know, understand better. All of that, in my opinion, is kind of being turned into a body of work that's going to be offered to people that are hurting, and that. I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited.
And the beauty
about
of it is they can tune in to your podcast right now, and it doesn't cost a nickel. They can start the process right now. Just go to your podcast.
You know what? And I'll tell you what. The other guy who it's been really interesting with me as I've gotten to know him, but Josh Goldberg, who you always speak so highly of from Boulder Crest, you know, he and I go down this similar road. And I'll talk to him, and he'll say, "Hey, Mac, I was listening to this, and check this out." And he constantly kind of challenges me and pushes me to look at different things. For instance, I was looking to footnote a point that I make. For instance, the estimates are 70% of people, 70 to 80% of people that go to war come back and are not diagnosed with PTSD. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have it, right?
Exactly.
It means
exactly
they're not diagnosed, and maybe they don't go to get screened, but estimates are between 20 and 30% have the diagnosis. Okay, so what percentage of that, this was my question to him, can you point me in the right direction? What percentage of that group actually has underlying mental health issues, right, that need to be taken care of by psychiatry and the drugs that get prescribed? And so that's what we were talking about. And so it's been incredible. And guess what I'm finding out is that number, pretty small.
Yeah.
Pretty small. So what does that mean? That means that if programs like Boulder Crest, programs like post-traumatic winning, if we can get to people early, if you can do it preemptively like the 2nd Marine Division is attempting to do, and pass along these time-tested truths about trauma, that's like time-tested truths about trauma. That's like T-T-T-A-T-T.
And Mac, talking about it when you're getting out of the service. Nobody in the Marine Corps ever said boo to me about that when I was getting out.
Listen to this.
You got a piece of paper, walked out the door.
He gave me that advice, and he and I never had another conversation about it.
Yep.
So I don't know what it is, but to me, you ought to hear about it when you come in, right? Because if there's an organization that ought to be good at trauma, it's the DOD. You'll deal with it in CONUS because people are going to have parents that die, grandparents that die. You're going to have training accidents. You'll deal with it when you're deployed with all kinds of the same issues, and you'll deal with it in combat. But we don't do it. It's a skill you pick up on your own or not. And so that's to me the exciting point is that when people do experience it, they'll hear what I heard, which is, hey, you're okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not going to get over this. Really? How exciting is that to know that,
you're going to live with this for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're never getting over
this.
How
do you know that?
Yes, they told me this. I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. I love it. You know,
Vietnam 50 times a day.
Yeah, what a smart group of people I joined. Now, that's a thought that not too many of us ever have. So, to me, the preemptive side of it is what's exciting, right? Look, learn about Milai. Learn about why 4% came out of the Hanoi Hilton with PTSD.
Learn about Kaysan. Yeah,
crack, struggle well, and read the things they offer. And if you just go down this road and it won't take you that much, you'll pretty soon begin to see, you know, the boulders sticking out of the water, and that's the beginning of getting good at trauma. And then what that offers you is because we live with trauma, we deal with it. But again, in your life, you'll cross paths with all kinds of people that don't know anything about it, and you can reach out and you can help them, and it's wonderful.
And the next step, you're right, you can start helping others. So
yeah,
look at
and
the
you
difference
can,
that makes.
Yeah, then you could be hanging out at a hospital for 20 plus years, giving guys pizza.
Look at Riley's story. You know.
Look at your story.
Yeah. at this age. And Walter Reed twice a week. Can you believe it?
Yes. I can.
60 miles each way.
I can totally believe it. Right? But I really like the way you say pizza.
Well, it's like with a bit of a New York twang.
Yeah, but you say pizza.
Pizza. If I have pizza outside the gate, I know I've got vets. They'll be there.
Exactly. Bob knows.
Guaranteed.
All right. Bottom line today is, if you can, and you're so inclined, get to 100 entrepreneurs, and Facebook is matching the donation.
Take a look at our website. Yep.
Yeah. Facebook is matching their website. So go find them on Facebook and donate to them. And there you
and
have
make
it.
Sure you get out and vote.
There you go. All right. Good advice. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Have a good one.
There you have it. Robert Nielsen, okay. United States Marine Corps, not even retired. Just got out and then started helping other people. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to hear Chris Woodbridge, editor and publisher of Marine Corps Gazette. You'll hear him coming up next on a Tuesday edition, an Election Day edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.